which talks on inventions and patents. Friends, what is an invention? Under 21J of the Patents Act, an invention is a new product or a new process with an inventive step, having an industrial application with an economic significance. In brief, what does it mean? An invention can be for a new product. It is a new process, a new method of manufacture. It could be a machine, it could be an apparatus, it could be an equipment or another article. It could be a new substance which is obtained from the method of manufacture, or new substances which are sought to be made, wherein methods or the legal or the processes or the methods of manufacture undergo a change, whereby today we particularly find in the field of food, drugs, chemical items, we come out with certain inventions which are today patentable under the Patents Act of 2005. We now move into the various areas of invention. Invention means a new product or a process involving an inventive step and capable of industrial application. An invention may be of any machine, apparatus or other article or substance produced by manufacturer. Well, friends, I have to have you informed here that particularly as far as mechanical devices are concerned, today you have it in the field of antibiotics, in the field of medicines particularly. You have it in the field of food items. You have it in the field of consumer electronic goods, mobile digital telephones coming out with new processes from time to time, as well as in the field of civil construction or civil engineering, where this area has become extremely popular. It is an improvement of any new art, process or method of manufacture or of a machine, apparatus or other article would also mean an invention. I'll give you a small illustration from a case study. Lux traffic versus Pike signals. An inventor had come out with a unique colors for controlling traffic with new lighting systems and detector of sound waves, so that in the midst of traffic he was in a position to have it controlled, and therefore this signaling system with the lighting was thought to be patented by him. So this is something which is novel, which is something new as a technical advancement which is in the area of an invention which can be patented. Thus, an invention has four important attributes. It is a new method, a new product, or a new substance. It involves a novelty as in it has not been brought in by any other person, and therefore it is not obvious to some person who is already into it, and therefore it's a non-obvious concept. It involves an inventive step or a technical advancement whereby there is a field of technical application as far as the invention is concerned. Thirdly, it has a great deal of utility. Why utility? Because it has industrial application and is applicable in the field of manufacture and industry. And finally, it has economic significance. When we say there is a combination of components wherein we are coming out with an improvement on the substance which was already there earlier, but we come out with a new improvement over that earlier substance, which happens to be economically more cheaper and affordable to the public, we definitely say it is a great stride in an inventive process. So these are the four important attributes or qualities of an invention. We now move to the areas of distinction between discovery and invention. Well, friends, what is the meaning of a discovery? A discovery is something which is already there in the public domain, but due to ignorance of man, it has not been brought out. So therefore, it could be a theory of relativity or a theory of gravitation or any theory whereby there are certain laws which were there and which have been already existing in the world, but it was not brought out. It was not lifted. The veil of ignorance in the human mind did not allow it to be brought into the forefront. Now, whereas an invention is definitely a creativity of the human mind which is not there at all and which has been introduced or invented for the first time due to the creativity of man. Let us look into the distinction between the two important concepts on discovery and invention. It adds to the amount of human knowledge which is already there. It is a new product or a process involving an inventive step and capable of industrial application. It does so only by lifting the veil. The veil is a curtain. It means any kind of a sheet wherein you're trying to find out what is there behind the curtain is called veil, V-E-I-L. And therefore, disclosing something which before had been unseen or dimly seen. You're trying to explore the ignorance of man whereby it was already there, but today it has sought to be explored and brought into the forefront. It adds to human knowledge, involving the suggestion of an act to be done, which results in a new product, a process, a result, or a combination for producing an old product or an old result, essentially by new methodology. We come to the area of patent. A patent means a patent for any invention granted under the Act of the Patents Act under Section 2M of the Patents Act. By grant of a patent, a protection by way of a monopoly is extended to the inventor for a limited period of time. It comes from the word patere or letters patent, where a monopoly right was granted by the Crown in Great Britain. Today, it is now given by the government for a duration of time, say 20 years. Why is a patent given? For inventing a new product, inventing a new process. New invented product or process is capable of industrial application. And therefore, when this product or process is patented, in the register maintained by the controller, the article is called as a patented article, the process is a patented process, and the man to whom the patent is granted is called the patentee. Now coming to important features of a patent. It must be in respect of an invention, not a discovery, friends. So discovery doesn't come into the picture. It is only for an invention which involves a new product or a process or a machine or an apparatus that a patent is given. It is in respect of a single invention that there is a single patent. In respect of a substance or a process only, because there cannot be a bifurcation as regards a substance or a process. It is a substance produced by a process. So, therefore, it can be only for a substance or a process. It is not possible to bifurcate a patent and state that one relates to the substance and the other relates to the process, which is normally not done. Now, before going to the last aspect, every inventor, every applicant, you are required to provide what is called as specification. Now, what is a specification? It is a provisional information as regards your invention What is the background of this by way of drawings, by way of models, by way of samples? And therefore, these specifications, whether they are authentic or genuine, is required to be mentioned to the controller before a patent is granted. And finally, it is the claim and the claims alone which constitute the patent, which means, are you eligible? You are demanding a right, but do you think you enjoy these rights? So that, are you the first person who has come out with the invention, has to be very clearly mentioned, and therefore, if these features are complied, you are eligible to obtain a patent. The general principles applicable to the working of patented inventions. Patents granted to encourage inventions and to secure that the inventions are worked, particularly in India, on a commercial scale and to the fullest possible extent that it is reasonably practicable without undue delay. Today, when we have increased competition, when R&D is moving forward, technologies are quickly changing, there is reverse competition by competitors. You need to know how do you protect India commercially and to see that the patents are protected within the boundaries of Indian conditions. It is not granted merely to enable patentees to enjoy a monopoly for importation of patented article. Once you enjoy a monopoly, that doesn't give you the right to import any kind of product or import technology from abroad. No, friends, the patent is only an exclusive right that you enjoy as a monopoly right, as far as the patentee is concerned, only within Indian territorial boundaries. It provides protection and enforcement of patent rights, contributes to the promotion of technological innovation, transfer and dissemination for mutual benefit of producers and users in a manner which is conducive to social and economic welfare. As I've already mentioned it earlier, these patents that are granted can also be assigned or transferred by what is called as a licensing agreement with a licensee. Mr. Licensee, you also have a right to use, enjoy, sell, distribute this patented invention for a consideration so that it is mutually advantageous both to the producer as well as the user and enables the economy to be flourishing with better capital, better wealth, better employment opportunities. However, it has to be mentioned here, patents granted should not impede, that means should not act as an obstacle for protection of public health, nutrition, and wherein, now where we have several drugs, we have vaccines here, we have many sort of pharmaceutical items, antibiotics, whereby wherever plant life, animal life, human life is endangered, patents shall not be granted. And if there is any kind of area on such grounds, the central government shall immediately take measures to protect public health, which is an immediate necessity as far as patentable inventions are concerned. A patent right shall not be abused by the patentee. Patentee, once you enjoy that patent, any kind of unfair practices, unfair trade practices, deceptive practices so as to deceive any consumer at large, or restrictive practices whereby you try to manipulate the price structure, you try to cause unnecessary or undue delay of any product is not permitted, whereby this would be an abuse of the patented right. And finally, you keep or allow this patented article to be enjoyed by the public at large at affordable and reasonable prices. This is what are the general principles of patent. Now we come to the last area, inventions patentable and not patentable. That is, which are the areas on which you enjoy an exclusive monopoly right for which you are eligible to get a patent. Those subject matters in which patents cannot be permitted, cannot be allowed, or cannot be given. As I've already mentioned earlier, patents can be granted for a new product, a new process, a new method of manufacture, any new machine, apparatus, or equipment or other product. It could be for a substance that is brought about by a new method or any combination of such substances which is an improvement over what has been already there by new processes. Now, these are areas which are permitted to be patented. However, the following cannot be patented. Anything which is frivolous. Frivolous means that which is not taken seriously because contrary to natural laws of the country. So anything which is contrary or in violation of the laws of the country cannot be patented. Primary or intended use, that is commercial exploitation, which is contrary to public order or morality. That is any item which is injurious to public health, which is unethical, wherein it is morally incorrect, cannot be patented. A mere discovery of a scientific principle or formulation of an abstract theory, and therefore a theory of gravitation, a theory of relativity, which is already there in the public domain, and all of us know about it, these areas of discoveries can never be patented. A substance obtained by a mere admixture or an aggregation of properties. Now, what you are giving as a patent is not for the substance, friends. It is for the process. So, a mere mixture by adding 2-3 components and coming out with a new substance is usually not permitted to be patented. Similarly, any mere arrangement or rearrangement or a duplication of known devices cannot be patented. Any method of agriculture or horticulture, which means any gardening process which is done as a novel method for the first time, cannot be patented. Any process for the medicinal, surgical, prophylactic. Now, prophylactic is something which is curative medicine to obviously cure people. That is required to be tested before a patent is given. Diagnostic, which is meant for finding out or diagnosis. Therapeutic, obviously means that which is curative in nature, whereby you try to cure people, treatment of human beings, animals, etc. Plants and animals in whole or in parts thereof, other than microorganisms, but including seeds, varieties and species. Mathematical or any business method or a computer program per se, or a logarithm, which means any calculations on the computer where you get a result by a step-by-step calculation can never be patented. Literary, dramatic, musical, artistic works obviously comes under the jurisdiction of Copyright Act. So these are areas which cannot be patented and therefore are excluded under the purview of the Patents Act. A mere scheme, a rule, method of performing a mental act or method of playing games. Any presentation of information, topography, integrated circuits, or any traditional knowledge. And finally, we come to a very, very important area, an invention relating to atomic energy. Anything which is obviously for the defense protection of the country, falling within subsection 1 of section 20 of the Atomic Energy Act 1962, cannot be patented. Well, friends, we have now understood the various areas on the Patent Act as to what can be patented and what cannot be patented. And we have now come into the conclusion that a patent is a monopoly right given to the first inventor, who is called as the patentee, as well as any licensee or an assignee, wherein he enjoys the exclusive right to use, sell, distribute his patented invention. And when it comes to a licensee, obviously, this is for a valuable consideration. Thank you very much.